For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
In case you don't recall, last week the Supreme Court ruled that federal drug laws trump state drug laws. And who would disagree? We can't allow the states to ignore federal standards and rule as they see fit. The federal government must have control. But not everybody sees it that way. This week, a few dissenting voices attempted to undercut the Supreme Court's decision with an amendment to an appropriations bill that divvies money to the Justice, State, and Commerce Departments. The amendment would have prohibited the Justice Department from using money to prosecute marijuana patients. But guess what? It didn't pass. In fact, it was crushed by almost two-thirds of the House. So that settles it. First the Supreme Court, and now nearly two-thirds of the House agree that regardless of your malady, and regardless of the laws in your state, if you smoke marijuana, you belong in prison. And we will fund programs to ensure you get there. We will have order. This has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.
This is a Drug Truth Network editorial. Drug prohibition means a great deal to millions of people. Welcome to the USA, land of the free, rich, and home of the brave, liars. Fake ignorance on the subject of cannabis flows from the halls of Congress like a raging river, swollen with the millions of lives it has destroyed, churning with hatred and deception, and bearing the harvest of billions of dollars each year to the companies that support the congressmen, that willingly spout the lies and write the laws that empower the cops, that arrest the people who smoke the cannabis, who are otherwise law-abiding citizens. 70, perhaps 80% of Americans are in favor of medical marijuana, yet the Supreme Court, the Congress, and pot-smoking little W want to continue their eternal jihad. The government scheme is unfolding exactly as planned. The administration even told the Supreme Court during the Gonzalez versus Angel proceedings that the drug war was a necessary part of Congress's war on cannabis. All cops, doctors, lawyers, pharmacists, scientists, and psychiatrists who sit idly and watch this abomination unfold are just as guilty, just as culpable, just as greedy, and just as evil as are the 264 purveyors of ignorance in Congress who voted against medical cannabis. My friends, it is now more than ever up to you. Congress is corrupt and replete with crooked dollars. Nobody can defend the policy of eternal drug war in an open public venue. Don't fear the reaper to come. Fear the reaper that walks amongst us. If you lack the courage to do it for yourself, do it for your kids. This is Dean Becker urging you to visit drugtruth.net.